The airplane's weight and balance restrictions must be closely followed. The loading conditions and empty weight of a particular airplane may differ from that found in the airplane flight manual or pilot's operating handbook because of modifications or equipment changes. Sample loading problems are found in the airplane flight manual or pilot's operating handbook, and they're intended for guidance only. Each airplane must be treated separately. Although an airplane is certified for a specific maximum gross takeoff weight, it may not be safe to take off with this load under all conditions. The conditions which affect takeoff and climb performance, such as high elevations, high temperature, high humidity, high density altitude, all require a reduction in weight before flight can be attempted. The other factors to consider prior to takeoff are the runway length, the runway surface, the slope, the surface wind, and the presence of obstacles. All these factors may require a reduction in weight prior to flight. Some airplanes are designed so that it's impossible to load them in a manner that'll place the CG out of limits. These are usually smaller airplanes with seats, heel, and baggage areas located near the CG limit. These airplanes, however, can be overloaded in weight. Other airplanes can be loaded in such a manner that they will be out of CG limits, even though the useful load has not been exceeded. When you do a weight and balance problem, you're looking at two things. You're looking at the total weight of the airplane to find out whether it's within limits. In other words, is it under or over its gross weight? And you're finding the balance point, or center of gravity, and determining whether that point is within limits. Remember, the CG is a point where all the weight of the airplane is considered to be concentrated. It's the point at which the airplane rotates about its three axes. Well, for an airplane to safely fly, the center of gravity must fall between specified limits. In order to keep the CG within safe limits, it may be necessary to move some weight toward the nose of the airplane, which moves the CG forward, or move some weight toward the tail, which moves the CG aft. The datum is an imaginary vertical line from which all locations in an aircraft are measured. The datum is established by the manufacturer. It may vary in location between aircraft. The arm is the horizontal distance measured in inches from the datum line to a point on the aircraft. If measured aft, toward the tail, the arm given is a positive value. If measured toward the nose, the arm is a negative value. The moment is the product of the weight of an object multiplied by its arm, and it's expressed in pound inches. A formula that's used to find the moment is expressed as weight times arm equals moment. The moment index is a moment that's divided by a constant, such as 100 or 1,000. The reason it's usually divided by 1,000 is so that the number is a manageable number, and it's used to simplify the calculations where the heavy items with long arms results in gigantic and unmanageable numbers. Center of gravity is the point where all the aircraft weight is balanced, and it's expressed in inches after the datum. The center of gravity is found by dividing the total moment by the total weight, and the formula for finding center of gravity is total moment divided by total weight equals CG, inches aft of datum. Forward and aft limits must be located for safe flight, and those are called the center of gravity limits. These limits are specified by the manufacturer. The distance between the forward and the aft limit is called the center of gravity range. If an airplane is loaded in such a manner that the CG is aft of the aft limit, one of the undesirable flight characteristics would be difficulty in recovering from a stalled condition. Loading an airplane to the most aft CG will cause the airplane to be less stable at all speeds. Let's look at how we work a weight and balance problem. The empty weight is obtained from the aircraft manual. It includes the airframe, engine, all of the equipment that's installed in the airplane, as well as the unusable fuel and all the oil. The empty weight is obtained from the manufacturer's charts. It includes the airframe, the engine, all the equipment that's installed in the airplane, and it also includes the oil and the unusable fuel. The useful load includes the pilot, the passengers, the baggage, and the fuel. Some aircraft include all oil in the aircraft empty weight, and others don't. The takeoff weight is the empty weight plus the useful load. The landing weight is the takeoff weight minus any fuel used. Standard weights have been established for a couple of items that are involved in weight and balance calculations, and you need to know what these are. Fuel is 6 pounds per gallon. Oil is 7.5 pounds per gallon.